Welcome back. Now, at this stage in the game, we're going to have a discussion about values. Values are simply what's important to you, and they drive all of our motivation in life, because I'll bet you won't do something unless it's important to you. You may do things that you don't want to do, but you won't do them unless they're important to you at some level. Does that make sense? Now, values can be quite a deep subject, and we could have several days worth of discussion on it. In fact, we do in some of our more advanced trainings, where we teach you advanced ways to work with values. But I want you to understand right now a little bit about where values come from so that you can better understand yourself and better understand how to get the results that you want in your life. There have been many different influencing factors that have contributed to the values that you have today. Of course, your parents and your family contribute to your values because that's what you know as a child. Cultural and geographical influences can also have a major impact. For example, somebody that's born in Afghanistan today will likely have very different values than somebody who's born in Switzerland. Now, the religion that you grew up with, or the lack of religion, will make a huge difference in terms of what your values become. The socioeconomic group that you're born into can also have a huge influence in terms of what your values are. Or the economic times. For example, somebody that was born in the Great Depression may have distinctly different values than somebody who's born 30 years later or in the next generation. So all of these things can have an influence in terms of who you become as a person. Now, recognize that we go through various stages of growth as well. In terms of personality development, we have age 0 to 7, which is once again known as the imprint period. That's where you're that little sponge soaking in the beliefs and the values and the ways of looking at the world of your parents and the people around you. Then we have age 7 to 14, which is known as the modeling period. This is where you go out and you find models either inside the family or outside the family to model yourself after. In fact, according to sociologist Dr. Morris Massey, who you are today is to a large extent based upon who you chose to model when you were 10 years old. So you think about, who was I modeling? I think for me, it was Luke Skywalker and Spider-Man. So who was it for you? Next, we have ages 14 through 21, and this is known as the socialization period. This is where you go out and you adopt social values, and you either fit in with certain groups or don't fit in with others. You either accept certain people's values or reject other people's values. And this is where you begin to formulate your personality as a young adult. Now, there's one more thing that really influences who we become, and that is the significant emotional events that shape our lives. Now, I've heard a lot of people say that your values never change. You can't change your values. But that's just not so. Your values change all the time. And if you experience a significant emotional event, whether positive or negative, that has a serious potential of changing values. For example, an event like 9/11, if you were close to that event, that has the potential of changing values significantly. Maybe raising the importance of family in your values hierarchy. So people change all the time based upon their reactions to the events that shape their lives. Now, the reason why I take the time to tell you all this is because I want you to understand two things. First off, people often think that they've consciously chosen their values. And the fact is that all of the factors that we talked about earlier were influencing forces in terms of who you've become today. So that's the first thing. The second thing is this. I also want you to understand how malleable your values are, that you can literally change them and mold them the way you choose. But before we can do that, we first need to identify what your values are now, and then we can take a look at where we want to go. Now, we could elicit your life values, or we could elicit your values in a specific context. And for the purposes of this program, I'm going to have you elicit the contextual values of the area of life that you've chosen to focus on. So, for example, if you're working on career, you'll be eliciting your career values. If you're working on relationships, you'll be eliciting your relationship values. And if you're working on health, you'll be eliciting your health values. Now, I want you to turn to the page in your workbook that's marked My Blank Values. And as you turn to that page now, go ahead and fill in the blank with the context of life that you're focusing on for this program, either career, relationships, or health. Now, if you're focusing on relationships, you get to make an artistic choice at this point. Are you going to focus on a one-on-one relationship or on your relationships in general? So that's up to you. Just consciously be aware of it as you list your values out. Now, it's very easy to elicit your values. You simply ask yourself the question, what's important to me in the context of blank? If it's career values, it's what's important to me in the context of my career. If it's relationship values, what's important to me in the context of a relationship, or what's important to me in the context of my relationships. If it's health values, what's important to me in the context of health? As you ask yourself that question, you're going to come up with several answers. Now realize that values are typically single words or short word phrases, like a maximum of 3 words. People will use words like freedom or growth or development or investing. These are different types of value words that may or may not appear on your list. Now, as you're writing down your list of values, I want you to write down all the things that are important to you that come to mind in that context. And when you get to the point where you think that you've listed everything that's important to you, I want you to push yourself beyond that, because oftentimes it's there that we find our most unconscious values. So you're actually going to push yourself beyond 2 blank spots. So once you come to the point where you go, I think that's it, ask yourself the question again, what else is important to me in this context? See if you don't come up with some more values. And once again, come to at least 2 blank spots as you do that, and then push beyond those. And then you'll have a complete list of values. Now, if you'd like some sample lists of values, they're included in your workbook just before the page where you're about to write your own values, so you can see how some other people have done them. But this is really an individual thing, and what's really important is what's important to you. So right now, we're going to do an exercise, and you're going to elicit your own values in this context of life that you're focused on. Remember, the question is, what's important to me in the context of blank? And push yourself beyond 2 blank spots when you do this. So get a complete list, and then we'll move on to the next part of the exercise. So you have 7 minutes to do this. Ready, begin. So what's important to you in this context? Remember, they're either single words or short word phrases. And what else is important to you? And what else? Just keep dumping out the words. What else is important to you? And what else? Make an exhaustive list. Get it all out. What else is important to you? And remember, you're going to push yourself beyond 2 blank spots. So just when you think that you've listed everything there is, then ask yourself the question, what else is important to me? And what else? All right, well done. Now, there's a second piece to this exercise. And once you've got your entire values list, and only once you've got that entire values list, then it becomes time to number them. And when you do this, I don't want you to number them in the order of importance that you wish they were or you'd like them to be, but rather the order of importance that they really have been up until this point in time. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, I was working with a guy, and I asked him, what's important to you in the context of your career? And when he came into me, his presenting problem was that he wanted to make more money. Now, when he listed all of his values out, then I asked him to number those values, not in the order that he wished they were, but in the order that they really had been up until that point in time. So I was asking him once again for brutal honesty. And he said, money is my number one value. But the problem was, I knew that he was spending 4 hours of his workday playing Nintendo. So I had to challenge him on this. And I said, really? Money's your number one value? And he stopped and he thought about it for a second. And then he said, oh, maybe freedom's higher than I thought. On another occasion, I was working with someone else. And she hadn't even really asked to see me. This was my first mistake. It was a friend of hers that came to see me and said, hey, can you meet with my friend? She's in a job that she really hates. And because this woman who came to ask me this favor was a close friend of the family, I said that I would. So I sat down with this woman's friend and I asked her, what's important to you in the context of your career? And she gave me a whole list of values. Then I asked her for brutal honesty. I said, I don't want you to number them how you wish they were, but how they really have been up until this point in time. And she said, being my own boss is number one. But the problem with that was, I knew she was in a job she hated, and she hadn't done anything about it. So I had to challenge her on it. And I said, really, being your own boss has really been your number one value up until this point in time? She stopped and she thought about it and she said, oh, well, maybe security's higher than I thought. See, when we number the values, we want to number them how they really have been up until this point in time. Because values drive our upfront motivation and they determine where and how we spend our time, our world will be a reflection of our values. So if something's really your number one value, it's likely that you're either going to have it in your world or you're going to be spending a considerable amount of your time in terms of creating it. Does that make sense? Now, there is a caveat to that because the problem may not be only centered in the ordering and sequencing of values if you're not getting the results that you want in your life. It could actually be a conflict in your values. And we're not going to go into values conflicts in this particular CD set, but we do cover it in our live Breakthrough to Success weekend, and we cover it in even more depth in our Fast Track to Success in our Master Results Certification training. But for right here, right now, when you look at your list of values, what I want you to do is be brutally honest with yourself and ask yourself the question, what really has been your number one value, and what really has been your number two leading you up to this point in time, based upon either the results that you're getting or where you're spending your energies. Now, as you look at your list of values, you may think, I'm not getting any of these values. I'm not actualizing any of them. In which case, that's a wake-up call as well. Because in that case, this entire area of life may be out of focus for you. Here's the deal. In life, we either pay attention or we pay with pain. And that works true across contexts. If you fail to pay attention to your finances, you'll pay with pain. If you fail to pay attention to your relationships, you'll pay with pain. And if you fail to pay attention to your physical health, you'll pay with pain. And if you look at your list of values and you can't even number them because you say to yourself that you're not actualizing any of those, then it's likely that you're paying with a little pain in that area of life because of a lack of focus, and that's why you're going through this program now. In which case, take that as a wake-up call and get excited. Because the fact that you're going through this program means that you're paying attention in new ways. So just do the best you can in terms of numbering them in the order of importance that they really have been up until this point in time. And remember that the after picture is infinitely more important than the before picture. Now there's one more thing. If you're going through this program and you're focusing on creating a relationship, but you're not currently in a relationship, then when it comes time to numbering your values, just number them in the order that you experienced them in your last relationship. That gives you a good starting ground. So we're still taking the before picture and we're looking for brutal honesty at this point. So you have 5 minutes to number your values in the order that they really have been up until now. Ready, go. So what's really been number one for you? Not what you wish it was, but what has it really been? And what's really been number two and three? Based upon the results you're getting, or based upon how you spend your time? Now you may think, I'm not getting any of these. In which case, that's a wake-up call as well. Be honest with yourself. All right, well done. Now that gives us a starting point to move forward in this program, and whether you had an easy time numbering your values or a harder time numbering your values is irrelevant. What I want you to do is I want you to focus on where we're headed. You know, oftentimes people will feel like they've got to have it perfect before they move forward. In fact, that's one of the major issues that people have in life. In one of our programs, in our Fast Track program, Design Your Destiny, one of the things I say is that some people in life won't move forward toward anything until they've got the vision exactly perfect in terms of what it is that they want to create in their life. But the problem is that we can't perfect the vision until we're moving forward on it. It's only once we've gained the momentum and we're moving forward that the vision becomes clearer. It's kind of like this. Walt Disney was once asked, "What's your vision for Disney?" And he said, "I don't know, but it's bright and it's glittery and it's out there someplace." So the vision becomes clearer and clearer as you move forward. Now, just as people oftentimes have this type of issue in life, they also oftentimes have this issue in learning. And some people feel like they've got to have it perfect before they can move on to the next piece. But remember that oftentimes once you've gotten the big picture by moving forward, it puts the smaller pieces into context. So let's not miss the forest for the trees. Keep your momentum, keep moving forward, and move right on to the next exercise, no matter how you feel you did on the previous exercise. So here's the next one for you. What I'm going to have you do now is turn to the page in your workbook marked "The Blank Values of the Person Who's Already Achieved My Goals." So go ahead and turn to that page now. Now, this exercise is actually an abbreviated process that comes from some of the processes that we do in our Fast Track to Success seminar series, where you actually get in the mindsets and you break down the psychologies and install them in yourself of the greatest leaders and visionaries of all time. But for our purposes here, let's play a fun game that can expand your thinking. What I'm going to have you do is in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'm going to have you imagine a widescreen TV before you. And on that widescreen TV, you're going to project the image of the ideal you, that perfect person that's already accomplished all the goals that you want to accomplish. Now, this may be a person that's just a construction of your imagination. It could be a future you. It could be somebody that you know has already accomplished all the goals you want. Now, some people say, "Chris, nobody's accomplished all the goals I'm going to accomplish." Well, that's fine. If not, then you could just create somebody with the combined resources of several people. That's fine with me. But you're going to imagine that ideal you, that perfect you, on that screen. And then what I want you to do is hallucinate or mind read or guess what must have been important to that person that allowed them to accomplish all the goals that you want to accomplish, right? What must have been number one? What must have been number two? What was this person's values that allowed them to accomplish the goals that you want? Now, before we begin this, please, at the top of the page where it says blank values of the person who's already achieved my goals, write the context of life that you're focused on. So either write relationships, career, or health. Now, you may be saying, "But Chris, how would I possibly know what their values are?" Guess. I just want you to guess what must have driven them, what must have been important to them that allowed them to accomplish those goals. Now, if you come up with something negative, like you say, "Well, they must have been selfish and self-centered to accomplish those goals." Well, it rarely happens that somebody comes up with something negative in this part of the process. But if you do, well, then get excited because you just found a limiting decision that you can add to your limiting decision page. So typically, you'll come up with positive words, positive values that drove this person forward that allowed them to accomplish all that you want in this context of your life. So once again, you're going to ask yourself, what must have been important to them that allowed them to accomplish all those goals? Now take 6 minutes to write down this person's values. Ready, begin. So go ahead and project the image of the widescreen TV in front of you. And imagine the ideal you, that perfect you on that widescreen TV. The person who's achieved all the goals that you want to accomplish in life. And ask yourself the question, what must have been important to them? What must have driven them that allowed them to accomplish the goals that you want? What were their values? And just begin to list the values. And as you list the values, what was number one? What was number two and number three? And you may be saying, well, how could I possibly know that? Just guess. What was this person's values? What drove them on a daily basis? What was important to them? All right, good work on this CD. Now get ready, because everything that we've done up until this point in time is going to serve as the launching pad for the rest of the CD program, because the final three CDs are our transformation CDs. So fasten your seatbelt, hold on tight, because we're going for a ride. And until the next CD, always remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.